It's Friday, the 4th of April. It's raining again. Why hasn't it stopped since yesterday? Just carried on through. But at least it's not windy, so it's just the lovely straight down rain. That refreshing stuff. Well, it must still be coming from the east, because even under the shelter of the shed here, I can still feel it. I can still feel it hitting my hand. And my wee guy is right on top of that tree. That's his stage. He's picked that one. Clear off, you lot. This is mine's. Gorgeous song. I was up during the night, I think about 3 o'clock, and I could hear the blackbirds. While it was still dark, you have to wonder just how much kip they do get this time of the year. I wonder if a lot of it is down to light pollution as well. Remember years ago when I worked shifts as a younger man. Night shift. Thinking about Dean Reed here. Night shift. At the back of the place I worked, the big yard where the trucks would come in to pick up and drop off. It's a great big yard. And it was lit, floodlit at night. Not floodlit with floodlights, but just so many of those amber street lights that were put up to keep the yard lit. Some of them sodiums. And often on a good night, when things are quiet, take a walk away up that yard, which headed up to a kind of rough path into the trees. You could go a wee walk up there, up the river, come back down. And the birds would sing all night. Just as you're hearing them just now. Not quite sure what birds it were at that time. I was. But you could go up there any night and they'd be singing away. So, were they? Were they night hawks? Sorry, I couldn't resist that one. Oh my. Sorry, some just got by there. But they did, and I put it all down to the light pollution. Birds probably thought it was just a funny time of the day. Strange thing is, I used to love night shifts in a weird kind of way. You had that. You had that feeling of freedom, as it were, where all management and. Well, not all management, because obviously there was night shift management, but I mean all head management and all bosses and all the buzz of the day, where so many people going about in the night shift, much quieter, especially for people like myself who are maintenance. And you could, if things were quiet, you could have quite a lengthy period of time to yourself to do what you wanted to do, and often would walk away up there and just, I could just use the phrase chill out. I wouldn't have said that at that time, but you know, just slowly walk and soak up the evening light and the evening air and sounds of the night. Just totally different from the days, you know. And it was very strange. I used to love that. It's funny how virtually everything in life, I say virtually everything in life, has a positive side to it. Remember, many's a night down there in the open, and not necessarily alone, maybe with one or two others, when things were going on in the sky at night, you know, shooting stars. The odd time that the Aurora Borealis would stretch this far south, lying on their backs in the gravel in the middle of the night, like those buddies in Blast of the Summer Wine, who got up to all kinds of weird, daft, boy-like things in their 80s. We'd be lying there in the gravel, looking up, going, wow, look at that. Grown men. So I guess there is pretty much positivity in everything in life. Most things, yeah. It's also the loneliness of night shift, that feeling that you were on your own. In this big, wide universe, standing in the planet in that car park or beside the trees in the middle of the night and saying, I've got this to myself. And feeling pretty minuscule, but at the same time feeling that you had something really, really great at that, for those moments, those minutes of time. It's all mines, it's mines. I did whistle yesterday. Not for very long now, but I did. I'm going to try harder today. I'm going to try so hard that someone's going to say to me, what are you so cheery about? See, my wife's been throwing out the grapes again. Mrs. Blythe has found them. No, you can't swallow that whole. You can't. Don't try it. You'll choke.